This performance is an original work of creative fiction, owned by me, Talking Smut, and the writer. It is protected under copyright and Creative Commons licensing. My work is for adults, by adults, and about adults. This is a work of fictional fantasy and does not condone or promote harm to anyone in any way. Do not host, use, fill, or adapt my work for commercial purposes. Do not download, post, host, or re-host my work without the express permission of the artists involved. The effects are from freesound.org and any music is used under license. Please enjoy this feature presentation. Oh, hey. Hi. I didn't realize there was anyone else home. Are you okay if I just grab some things from the kitchen? Yeah? Oh, great. Thank you. So, you must be the daughter. Nice to meet you. Your mum's told me all about you. She's going to miss you when you leave for college in the summer. You know, I think that's why me and your mum have developed a friendship recently. She wants a diversion, you know? Plus, my son went off travelling not long ago, so I know what she's going through. Huh? Oh, God, yes, I totally forgot. I'm one of your mum's work colleagues. I met her a few years ago through a mutual friend, and by lucky coincidence, we ended up working together. Oh, right. She's told you about me. Well, that must mean I'm doing something right. Anyway, I didn't mean to intrude. I can see you're studying, so I'll head back outside and give you some peace. Stay here. Are you sure? I don't want to be a hindrance. I can imagine you were, well, you weren't quite expecting to meet a strange man in your living room today. You sure you could use a distraction? Well, I can try my best. Yeah, work isn't bad, thank you. Same old, same old. Your mum has really made the workplace more tolerable since she's been there, though. Me and her share a lot of interests, so our professional relationship has naturally become more of a, you know, a friendship. Yeah, she is a beautiful person, inside and out. Now that I look at you, you actually look a lot like her. Do I think you're beautiful? Oh, well, I mean, well, I'm not sure that's entirely appropriate, right? Don't get me wrong. Oh, dear. Don't get me wrong. You are lovely. I just, oh, come on. Don't be like that. I mean, yes, you are a gorgeous girl. As I said before, you take after your mum, but, well, I'm just not completely comfortable with having this conversation with you. I mean, especially in the absence of your mother. You do understand, don't you? Well, anyway, I came inside to make myself a cup of coffee. Can I interest you? Yes, in the coffee. No? You sure? Okay, suit yourself. So, tell me a little bit more about yourself. I've obviously had a brief outline from your mum, but I get the feeling there's more to you than meets the eye. You're off to college soon, right? What are you studying? Oh. Uh-huh. Yeah? Psychology. Wonderful. What a great subject. I know somebody who... Oh, sorry, go on. You weren't finished. Nervous about starting. How come? You seem very intelligent and very sociable. You'll fly through college with those features. You? Concerned about boys? Well, look, if our first encounter is anything to go by, then you shouldn't be at all apprehensive. You've made quite the impression on me, after all, and it takes a girl with a certain type of confidence to wear those tiny little shorts in front of a man she's never met. No, don't be embarrassed. I'm just saying you'd be a treat to all those college boys. They won't be able to keep their eyes off you. Oh, you're welcome. I'm glad I could give you a boost. It's only natural to be nervous, you know, when you're throwing yourself into a new environment. If you ever need anything from me, give me a shout, okay? Cool. Hey, no, no, hang on. What are you doing? You're brushing up against my chest. I'm not sure that's... You need something from me now? Well, what exactly is it you want? Oh, no, that's a bad idea. Hey, no, 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 come on. I don't think we should... Hey, stop. Stop. Okay, I think I know what's going on here. Look, you're stunning. And I'd be lying if I said those cute little shorts haven't caught my attention, but you can't tease me like this. You're my colleague's daughter. I understand you want to get a bit of experience before you head off to college, but this is so inappropriate. Uh-huh. Yeah, I can't believe you're scared about dealing with boys in college. You're quite the little temptress. God, what am I doing? Hey now, come on, what did we just say? No more of your provocative games, missy. Oh yeah? All right, and how can you tell they're working on me? Because you felt me twitch through my pants while we kissed? Well, aren't you observant? I did have an inclination that you possessed a... Well, naughty streak from the stories your mum told me. But I never thought you'd be this intense. Should have known. God, you do look irresistible, stood there biting your lip, though. In those cute pink shorts and that low-cut crop top. Well, it certainly hasn't taken you long to start working your magic on me, has it? Hey, come on, I told you, we can't. Don't you look at me like that. Your mum would go insane if she found out that I was even talking to you like this. Our little secret. Ah, no, no, no. I am not falling for that one. What do you mean, don't I want to know what your hot 18-year-old body feels like? That is an unfair question. You sure know what to say to get what you want? I'll give you that much. You're right. I'm not sure I'm physically capable of resisting you. Okay. Fine. Congratulations. You've officially broken a grown man. Look at me, though. Look at me. You have to promise me that no one else will find out about this. I know. Your mum will kick your ass, too. I hope you're good at keeping secrets. You are a naughty girl. Torturing me until you got your way. You know, we shouldn't be doing this. But feeling you kiss me like that... While you grind your hips onto my thigh. You're so naughty. Fuck. I'm not going to take this anymore. No more teasing. You're going to get exactly what you asked for. You think you can get me all riled up like this and escape the consequences? No. That's right. Now, gorgeous, turn around. Bend over the counter and show me that perfect little ass. Oh, good girl. God, look at you. Those college boys are going to be rioting over that flawless body of yours. A divine young thing like you, oh, you've no idea. But for now, you're all mine. Oh, don't think I didn't notice that little shiver. What if I just traced my fingers on the inside of your delicate thighs? Oh, there's that shiver again. Such smooth and soft skin. Almost too dainty to... But not quite. Oh. You didn't think I was going to be gentle with you the whole time, did you? Your shorts are in the way, and I don't like things that get in my way, especially when they're forming a barrier between me and a dirty little slut like you. There's that adorable smile. Off with them. Come on. Aww, look at this little pussy. I knew you weren't the kind of girl to wear panties. No. Stay bent over the counter. Reach around with your hands and just pull your ass cheeks apart for me. That's it. Good girl. And you recognise the sound of a belt coming undone, don't you? That flash of fire in your eyes, squirming with lust. Your mother taught you well. Oh. Did that make you jump? See, you've already made me so hard that it just had to smack your ass on its way out. Look at me. I want you to get a quick glimpse of this cock before it disappears inside you. No. Bend over again. That's it. It's okay. Just relax. Fuck. I don't know what I was expecting, but you're so tight. So tight. Feeling your pussy stretch around my cock and feeling you clench every time I push another inch inside. Oh God, and your moans, those little whimpers and sighs are driving me crazy. And when you push against me like that, does that feel good? You've never had a cock like this before, have you? Something so hard and thick, just pushing into your tiny young pussy. You're doing so well. Oh, I love watching your ass bounce when my thrusts push you further into the counter. That's it. Oh, yeah. Such a beautiful little cock slut for me. So we like being called a cock slut, do we? I felt you twitch. Let's spin you round. I want to be able to look at the expression on that pretty little face. Come on. There. Now, wrap your legs around my waist like this. There we go. Just like that. Oh, look at that glazed, needy look in your eyes. And oh, God, it makes me wild. Oh, this angle feels so good. And is your pussy dripping down all the way down my thighs? That's it. Let me hear those pretty moans of yours. I'm going to go a little faster now. Is that okay? Yeah. Good girl. Arms up. There's no need for your top anymore. I want to see each and every divine inch of you. Every little bit of that hot body is mine. You want me to go faster? Yeah? You want me to go faster so you can come? Really? Yeah? I'm getting close too. Getting ready to feel all my hot, sticky cum fill you up. You're such a dirty girl, making my cock throb so that I'll come in you. Come on. Fuck. Come on, come with me. I'm so close. That's it. In a grip, that cock. Oh, God. Come on. Come for me, slut. Come on. I know you can't hold it, but just a few more seconds. Come on. I'm going to give you a countdown. 3, 2, 1. Oh my God, are you okay? Oh, that was intense. Can't believe you talked me into doing that. What? Oh, of course I loved it. You were amazing. Oh, that felt good. Come on. Let's recover on the couch. Oh, whoa. Steady. Are you all right? Your legs have gone to jelly. Here, wrap your arms around my neck. I'll carry you. There. Better? Good. No, relax. It's okay. I put my sweatshirt underneath you so my cum doesn't drip out of you onto your mum's couch. Oh, I know. I'm very considerate. Ah, don't worry. It's fine. It's due a wash anyway. Plus, it means I can be reminded of your delightful scent on my walk home. Shuffle closer. Come here. We want to keep each other warm. That's true. I'm definitely still warm after our fun in the kitchen. But it's November. We're going to cool down pretty quickly. So, snuggle up. You know, you really suit that afterglow thing. Your cheeks are such a beautiful shade of crimson and your hair flows just so perfectly down your shoulders. The college boys really will lose their shit over you. What? Surely you're not shy now. Of course my hands are wandering. It's okay. Your mum isn't due back till 4. We've got hours. Plenty of time. So, come here.